Parshas Shmini Tovshin Pei, we're holding Isru Chag of Pesach, the Pesach of Corona, the Pesach of Va'atem Loiteitzu Ishmi Pesach Beisayat Boiker. The Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael said Oz Yoshir, it came to be Mechaper that Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Umei Oz Bosi Al Pari Ladaber Bishmacha Heira La'omazeh. That the Oz of Me'oz Bosi Leparoi is Mechaper by saying Oz Yosher, the Beis Halevi is Masbir. Because when you say Shira, the Shira that your entire Machivorim comes to a Hakoro, that it's Misgala, that not only the Geula, but also the Golus was Letoiv. When you say Oz Yosher, you Mechaper on Me'oz Bosi Ledaber Heira La'amazeh. In the Shira, we also say Omar Oyev Erdoif Asig Achalik Sholo. That's part of the Shira, because we see the full picture. We see that the Zion is Teva, but then there's the Aleph. The Aleph goes beyond Oz, that it becomes Shmini. And then we enter Taka Parshas Vayihi Bayoim HaShmini. Vayihi Bayoim HaShmini, Rashi says it was Shmini Lamiluyim, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shabbat Hokam HaMishkan, and that day had Eser Atoris. Interesting, one of the Atoris, Rashi says, is that it was the first day of the week. Which is interesting, there's a cheshbin, it's a whole sugya. I'll just give the headline that it comes out, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan of Shmini Lamiluyim was a Sunday, it means that Yudalid Nisan came out on a Shabbos. So there's a famous kasha that the Acharonim ask, why is there a sugya in Pesachim Daf Samach Vav with the Bnei B'Seir and Hillel that they became an whole issue? On Nidoin, whether Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, Shchitas Pesach on Yudalid Nisan is Doicha Shabbos or not, the maskon of course is that, yeah, Hare, it's a Pesach Mefurish. If Shmini Lamiluyim is a Sunday, and it says Mefurish that they were Makar of the Korban Pesach that year on Yudalid Nisan, which was a Shabbos, so it's Mikra Moli Dibar HaKosef, Rabbi's Duber on there, it's an opportunity for a Shir Bifnei Atzma, it's not for now. Vayihi Bayim HaShmini, the Gemara Megillah says, Vayihi is Lashon Tsar, and the Gemara says, if Vayihi is Lashon Tsar, why is Vayihi Bayim HaShmini Lashon Tsar? So the Gemara answers, because Meisu Nodav Aviyu. But there's a famous verse, you know why Vayihi Bayim HaShmini is Lashon Tsar? Because we know we have 7 days of the week, and after 7 days of the week, we have Shabbos. And after Shabbos, then if we go through a week, and then we're ready for another Sunday, Nachamol, another week, another cycle. Aber oi, for someone that doesn't have what means Shabbos, so for him, it's one big, continuous, boring, continuous retzef. That after the seventh day is just the eighth day. It's not like it's again day one. It's vayehi bayoyim hashmini. If your attitude is you don't understand that there's a Shabbos, and for you, the day after Shabbos is like I call day number eight. Ay, 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 that's vayehi, that's Lashon Tsar. Now, vayehi bayoyim hashmini, avadu, the shmini lamiluyim represents because it was lamala miderech hateva. We know seven represents teva, and eight is beyond that, and that's why shmini lamiluyim was on the eighth day. But we know that in mathematics, the symbol for infinity is you write a sideways eight. Eight written down sideways is the symbol for infinity. It's because Shmini represents Taka, the infinity. It represents beyond the Teva, which then already it's infinite. The Parsha says, Vayemer Alarin Kachlocha Egel Ben Boker. Rashi says it was Leidiyaloy Al Egel Ze Al Maisa Egel Asher Oso. So Rabbi Shulev Diskin says, what does it mean, Al Egel Asher Oso? Because about it, during the first 7 days of the Shivis Meiluim, there was also a par. That was to be mechaper on the Egel. The difference is that on Shmini Lamiluyim, it was taka for him, it was taka for Aaron to be mechaper for Aaron. We can add that I saw something fascinating in the Zera Shimshon. Rashi says, Kach lecha Egel. Rashi says, brings the Zera Shimshon, lo idea she mechaper le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yidei Egel zeh, al maise Egel she osso. What's the hadgosh al maise Egel she osso? Klal Yisrael also bought an Egel during the 7 days, but when Klal Yisrael's Egel is an oilo, because Enka Teger Nasas and Egel, they were nichshel in the chait of the Egel, so they can't bring an Egel lechatas. They can bring an Egel le'oila. Aaron, who the Rabbanu Shalom is meramistim, that HaKadosh Baruch was mechaper on him legamri, he's able to bring an Egel lechatas, and it's not a problem of Enka Teger Nasas and Egel. The pasuk continues, Vayovay Aaron, Vayisa Aaron is Yodav, Elohom, Vayavorachim, Vayerid, Measoi Sachatas, Vo'ila Vashlomim. So the Targum Yoinesen says, V'nochas min midbacha b'chedvo. When he came down from the Mizbeach, then he was b'simcha. When he finished the Avoida, we went through a Pesach. It wasn't an easy Pesach. Har be'tzoris, har be'choshech. But hopefully, kol echod ve'echod mitoich beiso, he was able to tune in and connect to the Yetzias Mitzrayim and to the Avoida of the Simcha of Pesach. And then the Simcha b'etzim is by Yisru Chag. That when a person finishes his Avoida, to know that, wow, he finished the Avoida, that's the Yisru Chag b'avoisim at karnis ha'mizbeach. And he was yoyrid mi'simcha from this inyan. We have then the parasha of the Misas B'nei Aaron, fascinating sugya that on the Shmini Lamiluyim came the Misav Nodav Aviyu. And the Erste Zachas, it says, Vayidoy Ma'aron. Vayidoy Ma'aron. There's a famous medrash that's quoted in various Svarim. Vayidoy Ma'aron. What should have Aaron said? So there's a medrash that says, Vayidoy Ma'aron. He should have said, Bayoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Or Losoy. He should have said, Bayoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Or Losoy. What's the connection? I saw an interesting pshat. You know, the Gemara says in Ida that the reason the Tinak is Nimol Yoyim Hashmini and not on the first day is Shaloya Imoy Ba'obivat Seven, because the mother and the father are Tommy the first 7 days. We want them not to be Otsav, meaning by the Simcha of the Mila of the Tinak, we want it to be a Simcha B'Shleimus. We don't want that it's Imoy Ba'obivat Seven. So the Tinak that's Nimol Yoyim Hashmini is resembling that when there's a Simcha, we want the Simcha to be B'Shleimus. No, so that's what Aaron could have said. Vayidim Aaron. What should he have tainted? What could he have tainted? What could have his complaint be? He says, Avada, there was a reason Adav Nevi was supposed to buy, but Dafka on my day of Simcha, you couldn't wait for a different time. Hare, you see that by Milo we prevent and we postpone that the Milo should be on the Mashmini, Shaloye, over the Ima Yatsavin. Why on my Simcha is it not like that? And Aaron didn't make this complaint. Vayidim Aaron. I saw the Pshat is because the reason by a Tinoik is able to have his Simcha B'Shleim is because a Tinoik is a Tinoik ben Yoimai no Chait. He's a Tzadik Gomer. Him, he has the right to have that hanhoga that the simcha should be b'shleimus. Shelo yehei imoy v'ovev acherim atzevim b'yoyim simchosoy. Aaron was quiet that he was moid b'zeh that maybe he doesn't deserve this nekuda. Now the sugya of Mises b'nei Aaron, Mises Nodav Aviyu, is a sugya that's nimtzen harbe mekoymois. It's in this week's parsha in Shmini. It's brought down again in Achari Mois. Again in Bamidbar, it's brought down when the Bereshit counts the Levim. It says Vayomas Nodav Aviyu l'fnei Hashem b'akriv meizor l'fnei Hashem. And it's brought down again in Divrei Ayomim. The emes is, there are so many pshatim. If you look at Chazal and the Midrashim, Mitarechet, you have to be medayik, the Lashon of the Psukim. But if you go through the various Midrashim, there are so many different pshatim. What was the Nakuda? Eidelad, Egen and Nakuda of the Chet of Nadav Aviyu, Nichnasu Lefnai V'Lefnim, they were Makar V'Korban Shalayin Etztavu, they weren't Misyayitz, Shtuye Yayin Nichnasu L'Mikdash, because that's why afterwards is a Tzivoy. The Medrash HaZetzad, they went in M'chusr B'Godim, without Rechetz Yedayim Raglayim, Loi Hoyal Ehem Bonim. Rabbis do bar on this. It's interesting. There's a diak the Balaturim brings. It says Vateitze Eish Milafnei Hashem Vatoichal Oisom. It says Oisom with a vav. It could have said Oisom without a vav. What's Vatoichal Oisom with a vav? The vav is a symbol for the six things. That's the Balaturim wants the Badrik Ois. The six in Yonim, either that they brought Eish Zora, that they were Hoiru Halacha Bifnei Rabbam. That's the sugin Eiriv and Samach Gimel. Shtuye Yayin Bonim Loi Hayulahem. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Nosnu Einayim Beparnosos, that's the Sugin Sanhedrin Daflin Beis, and Loi Notlu Eitza. That's the Balaturim's six things. He says it's Nirmaz in the Vav of Oysom. The Chido, in Pesach Einayim, he says a different remez. It says Vayekrivu Lufnei Hashem, Eish Zora. He says Eish Zora is a Rosh HaTevis for the different Inyonim. Eish Aleph is Eish Zora. Shin, Eish, right, is Shtuya Yayin. Zora, Zayin is Zera, that they weren't Oysak and Puravru. Reish is that they were not Rochat Yadayim Raglayim. Hey is Hayrab if Nei Rabam. Kli Yochar also here has a rem as how each of the different things is considered an Eish Zora. The Chedush Yerim writes that the Yisoid of Ayakriv Lefnei Hashem Eish Zora is because we have to understand that the Iker Koyach of Kedush is the Maisa Mitzvah to do with Kashrut Tziva Hashem, not to try to go beyond. And they wanted to go beyond. That's why they wanted to go Shtuya Yayin. They wanted to go to a higher Madrega. So the Svasema says, no, but we know that, what's the mistake? Because Kitoivim Doidecha Miyayin. Doidecha is the Etzem Tzivui. Yayin is the Taimei HaMitzvah. So it could be even, you know, metaphorically, not that they got drunk, but they wanted to go beyond, they wanted to get to a Madrega that was the Yayin, the Tam of the Mitzvah, beyond what the Kashrut Tzivui Hashem is. And that's where the Nekuda of the Toys is, that Kitoivim Doidecha Miyayin, the Eker should be the Doid itself, the Chiv of the Tzivui of the Rabbi Yishlam Alein. There's an interesting pshat in the Chanukah HaTorah. He brings the pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk in Iyov says, Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Af lezois yecharad libi vayater mimkoimoi. And the Targum says, yecharad liboi al shnei b'nei Aaron. The Medrash also brings, al zois yecharad liboi al shnei, al misa shnei b'nei Aaron. So the pshat is, why is Iyov saying, al zois yecharad liboi al misa shnei b'nei Aaron? So the Chanukah HaTorah says, Amir the Gezach, he says, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daflin Beis, that kvar hoye moyshe va'aron mahalchem b'derech v'nodav v'aviyu mahalchem achreim. Amalei nodav la'aviyu. Eimasa yemusu shnei skeinim alalu. V'ani va'ata neneg esadoer. And the ma'isa, it's mevur that nodav is the one that said it, and aviyu kept quiet. Nevertheless, they were both punished. The ainu, not only nodav who said it, but also aviyu who kept quiet was also punished. Ooh, this has to do with Iyoiv. Because you know the Gemara says in Soita that there were three yoyetzim for paroi. Bilam, Eiv, and Yisroi. Biloim was Yotz. See, he was Neherag. Yisroi was Barach. He was Zoicha, that born of Belishka Sagozis. Eiv, Sheshosak, Nidin, Biyasurin. Eiv kept quiet. How do you know keeping quiet? He kept quiet. He didn't get involved. What's the problem? Eiv, Shosak, and he was Nidin, Biyasurin. The Yisurim that he said, Vai, that's the Shtzoki he should have done. Oh, but where did he see that? Lezois Yecherad Libi says, Yiv mi misas shnei b'nei Aaron. Because not only Nadav who said it, but also Avihu who kept quiet was also punished. That's where he saw the Yecherad Libi, that even for the Shtika you also could be Nanash. You have then the sugya of Sira Chatas Doresh Dorash Moshe. It's a big sugya in Zvochim, Daf Kuf Aleph, that there were three different Chatoyas. There was the Chatas Nachshoin, there was the Chatas of the Miluyim, and there was the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. And there's a difference talking between Doirois and Lashah. Now it's interesting, the Pasuk says, V'eschaze atnufa v'eschoika atshruma toichel b'mokam tar, ato uvanecha uvanecha itach kichokcha v'chokmanecha nasati. So the Hemek Dover, the Netziv is Medayik, Hashem's telling Aaron, you can eat the Chaz and the Shoik, you and your bonum ubnoisom. What about his wife? A wife, the wife could also eat. Says the Hemek Dover, Amor de Gazach. They were oinanim. Aaron was also an oinan. Aaron was an oinan. But it's Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is different. But his wife is an oinan. Her sons died. So the wife wasn't able to eat. It says, Banach b'neisech, it means the banu b'neis b'ketanim. It doesn't mean Allah's only son. It means he had other children, banim and b'neis ketanim, that weren't chiv and oinanis. They're the ones that are able to eat the chaz of a shaykh. But the hashmat of beisoy, atu v'necho b'neisech, doesn't say beischoy, because she wasn't able to because of an oinan. It's interesting, it says, Eschaza atnuf eschaykh ashrum atoich v'mokam tar, atu v'necho v'neisech itach. There's a kasha from the Bali Atoisis over here in the parsha. Reb Chaim Paltiel from the Bali Atoisis brings the kasha. Reb Elie Baruch, Zechat Tzadik Levroch, in the Sefer on Masech Tekedushin and Avdala talks about this Nakuda. He says, Aaron became a Kohen. Abulachayre Ebonavu Benoisav Acharav. Only the ones that were Nimshach, Elozer, Yisam, and Adam, and Aviyu, and were those that were born later. But the Bonav and Benoisav that are born already aren't Nichlal and the Kahuna, right? That's why Pinchas Loinaskai and Atche, he bezunder a Pinchas Gat Kahuna. So why were they able to eat? He says, because it's a different thing. Not that they're a din koyin. There's a din of bas koyin that she's part of the house. Zokta, the bonim also, bonim katan, or ben katan could also be a bas koyin. Normally, the doyrus, it's not negeya. Ben koyin is a koyin. But in the times of Aaron Batsim, the ben katan was not a koyin, because only people that went as koyin afterwards. Abel Agar from a bas koyin. Pshash tashtik bas koyin. So Esir Achat is Dorish Dorish Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Vatayin, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, why they were Seirif to Seir Rosh Chodesh, either because it was Nitmo, because they were Oinanim, but the other ones not, because it was Kachi Shah, it wasn't Kachi Dorish. So there's a Merida Gazach, it says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Be'enav, I heard the Pshat, it's a Merida Gazach. Moshe Rabbeinu is always the one that's talking, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's giving over the Torah. Aaron is Shoisik and listening. And here there's an opportunity that Aaron is giving a Shtikul Torah. Lasugin Zvochim, Daf Kofalo, Beget and Learning, Dorish Dorish Moshe. But Aaron is saying a shtickle Torah. Vayishma Moshe. Moshe listened. Vayita Benim. He says, ooh, not that. To listen to a shtickle Torah. Instead of saying the shir, to listen to a shir. Vayishma Moshe. Vayita Be'enov. The Hemshech of the Parsha Shmini has all the Nyonim of Macholos, Tmeim, for the Behema, Oifois, Dogim. We'll say over the interesting pshat from the Sifsei Koyin ala Torah. Ezet Toichlu. Mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher yesh loy snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yom b'nechol ha'moysim p'chelu. Says the Sifsei Koyin, it's going on a mahalach of a Talmud v'rabboi. Ezet toichlu mikol asher b'mayim. You want to learn from a Rebbe, mayim ein mayim el ha'toyra. How are you boicher a Rav? Mishi yesh loy snapir v'kaskeses. He says, snapir is sefer nun yud. Sefer nun yud. Nun yud is 60. There are 60 mesechtes. You have to be boicher a Rav who knows shas. He has snapir, sefer nun yud. Sefer nun yud, all 60 svarim of shas are under his belt. He has snapir. And he also has kaskeses. Kaskeses is gematria 1200, which is the same gematria as Talmud Chochem Baal Maisim b'chol koichoi. Work out the cheshbon. Akoponim says the Sifsei Koyin, that's what it's saying. Ezet toichlu mikol asher b'mayim, how are you boicher a rav? Mishi eshle snapir, sefer nun yud v'kaskeses, Talmud Chochem Baal Maisim b'chol koichoi. Now, we talk about the Tire of Dogam. There's an interesting Toysis in Chulan Daf Samach Vav over there in the Sugis that talk about the Simoni Tire of Behem Chayiv Oif. Toysis brings that we know that Adam Arishan, the Medrash says, gave names, Lakol Behem Chayiv Oif. But to the dogim, he didn't give names. He says, dogim, this that even Ana Yoim, dogim have names. It's tamazoi that the tzayodei dogim, the wassermans, the people that go searching for fish, they're the ones that gave names to the dogim. It wasn't the Messiah. The dogim are behalten. It's a different hanoga. It didn't have the kriyas shame of Adam. Lamaisa, there's a sugyan b'chayrus d'apches. There's a Rashi over there that there's something called dolphinim. That dolphinim could be part of a rabbim from Bnei Adam. That could be a taroivus of somebody that's partially a man and partially a fish. In Ashkenaz, it's called Wasserman. There's in the Oitvus Pelois HaTorah, he brings a fascinating thing that this fish, half person, has a moiridik koyach nagina. That he could be mapel chevle shena on ships, and he comes and he attacks the ships by first making a music that makes them fall asleep. He brings Makairis from a drashim on it. Yer de Hayom Banios is going on this Indian. Lagabi the Oifus, you have the Basayana. The Cheskuni says, why is it called the Basayana? What about the Yana itself? He says, because the Yo'ain is a kind of a bird that's able to eat all hard things. It's able to eat metal and wood and rubber, everything. It eats anything. He brings a medrash that, you know, Noach had to bring into the Teva anything that's needed for the food for the animals. He had to bring in Zmoirois for the Pilim, Chartsuvois for the Tzvoyim, and Zchuchis for the Na'amias. He had to bring in glass, because the Na'amias eat glass. Now, the flesh of the Na'amit is so tough and rough because of the tough things that it eats, so you can't, it's not even edible. But the Bas Hayana, Chotch, the Bas Hayana is edible. Now, in the Oitzah place, the Torah, he brings a fascinating thing about this Bas Hayana. He says, this Bas Hayana is Matel Beitza, and he puts it in a Mokim Gevoya, and then he's Oimid Mi Mokim Rochik. And the way he's Mazriya the Beitza, different than all other bayoifas that you sit on it, may rochak, he looks at it, and he has to kaseder, keep his eyes on it, with an iron on it, and if another chaya comes and he's mafsik, he has to kill that chaya, because otherwise it's going to lose his mabat. And it's brought down, there's a minig, the svarim bring, the siddiyavitz brings, the Beis Yankiv, that there's a minig to be toilah, the dates of a basiyana in the Beis Knesses. Because it's ma'oirer the Adam on this kavana that you shouldn't be mabit ona va'ona. You should focus and keep your sight klar on the egg, klar on the Rabbeinu Shloilem, klar on exactly what you have to be focused on, not to be mata yeminu smol. And that's what makes it into a chiyus. The emphasis I heard from another Adam, that's mamish the sugi we're going through. Everyone's talking about the corona and where the world is coming to and what's going to be. Echveisnish, but it's a parsha in the Torah. In the Nechash HaNechoshes, there was a Magefa and people were dying, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klor, what to do? The Rabbeinu Shalom told him, take a Nechash HaNechoshes, which is the symbol for a doctor, a stick with the Nechosh, Simoy Say Al Neis, V'hoye Kol HaNoshuch, V'roi Say V'chaya, and we know the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, V'chi Nechosh Memes, Nechosh Mechaya, Elakol Zman Sheklal Yisrael HaMabit Einayim. That's this Basayana. The way you keep the connection is to be totally focused and connected with our tefillah, with our Torah, with our Kiyam HaMitzvahs, with our keeping in a hanhaga of how we're supposed to act, even when it's ink, even when it's we're closed in on the four walls. Sometimes it's not so easy between the Bnei HaMishpacha, and then there's the minion from the porches, and it's a different world. But the thing is to keep focused that the chiyus comes from v'hoya kol anoshech v'roise v'choy, to keep our eyes towards the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and hopefully Mamish Bekarev, he should be Yoimer Latzareisenu Dai, and we should be Zoichataka to the Geula. The Pasuk says, Vayter, it's talking about the Nyonim of Tum and Tahara, Mikola Oichel Asher Yoichel Asher Yovoy Olav Mayim. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the time of the Kroy, brings Yovoy Olav Mayim. There's an extra Vav in the Yovoy, Yovoy Olav Mayim. He says it's a remez for the other six Mashkim. We know this Mashkim is Mayim, it's the Pasuk over there is talking about that Mayim is Machsher, something to be Makabal Tumma, but we know that it's Lav Dafka Mayim. The Vav in Yovoy is a remez for the other six Mashkim. We know the Simon Ladover, it's brought down, the Ramah brings it in. In Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, Yad Shach Adam, Remez No, I once heard that the seven Mashkim of Yad Shach Adam, we'll go through them, is each one is for a different Yomtif. Yud is Yayin, is Pesach, the Dalet Kois is Dalid, Yad, Dvash, Dvash is Rosh Hashanah, Shachat, Shin is Shemen, is Chanukah, Ches is Cholov, is Shvuas, Tes is Tal, is Pesach. Oh, that's why I think we should say Yayin is Purim, because the test is Tal, is Pesach, so must be Yayin. Yayin is Purim. Dalit is the Dam, is Yoyim HaKippurim, and Mem Mayim, Mayim Avad is going on Sukkis. The pasuk says, "Ach mayanu bar mikveyai mayim yitahar." I saw interesting in the Paradis Yosef, he brings from the Ostrovtzer. We know that a mikveh is arboyim sa, which the Gemara in Pesachim tells us is an amma al shalosh amma, and we know there are arboyim sa in a mikveh, which means there are 960 lug. The same way we know there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, but there are 960 hours. And the same way for mikveh is chaser, even a little bit, it's chaser, so this also it's chaser. And that's the yesod, that the shear of a mikveh is the arboyim sa. So the Ostrovtzer says there's a remez in the pasuk, because the pasuk says mei mikveh. So he says, if you spell out mei mikveh, the letters, mei mikveh, mem is mem mem, yud is yud vav dalid, and then mikveh, mem is mem mem, kuf is kuf vav pei, vav is vav al vav, hey is hey hey. You spell all that out, the gematria of mei mikveh b'miluyoy is 389. 389 is gematria, arboyim sa. The neflois of the Ostrovtzer going. The pasuk ends off lahavdul bein atar me uvein atar uvein achaya hanechelos uvein achaya shaloi tayochel. Rashi says lahavdul bein atar me uvein atar bein nishchat chetzi kana lenishchat ruboy. And it's mavel al arayin. The difference between tomei and tar is nishchat chetzi and nishchat ruboy is a mashu. The same thing that we went through Pesach now. The difference between chometz and matzah is a chut hasayra. The difference is because the mem is the same, the tzadi is the same. The difference is a ches and a hey, and mitzad ksivas oisiyes. The chiluk between a ches and a hey is a mashu. Who would then be the hachana of chametz and matzah as the dough is rising? The shinui where it switches between whether it's matzah, which is a mitzvah gedoyla to eat, maichel demnusa, or whether it turns into chametz, kores, rachmana litzlan, is a mashu. Lahavdu bein atomi bein ator. The difference could be a mashu. Well, end off, there's a fascinating verse from the Ksav Sofer. He tells the pasuk is shaloy al haseder. It says bein atomei o bein ator, meaning first the negative bein atomei bein ator, and then it says bein achaya hanecheles o bein achaya shaloy techel, which is the chaya that you could eat, which is the positive, and then the chaya that you can't eat. Why does it switch the order? So he says this is referring to the Gemara in Yuma. Says the Ksav Sofer. Others say this. I think also the Yuma Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara says there was a certain isha that was muberes that smelled food, and she had a bulmus to eat the food. So they went to Rebbe and she said, "Be loichester that it's Yom Kippur," and Shitaka was misgaber, and beterem etzarcha bebetin yadaticha, and this was the mother of Rabbi Yochanan. But there was another story, a similar story of an isha that came to Rabbi Chanina also, and that she said Yom Kippur she needed to eat, and he said, "Be loichester that it's Yom Kippur," and she wasn't misgaber, and zoyru rishon mirechem. Then it was nafak mina shapte oitzer peiri. Who vayis this wasn't such a great tzaddik. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's the remez. The hemshich of the pasuk, we know we're going into Isha Kitazriya of the older Zohar. So it's Bein Atomi of Bein Atar. You know what's the difference if it's Tomi of Tahar? Bein Achaya HaNecheles, that's negative. The Chaya, the woman that's pregnant. The Chaya, that's Necheles, that does eat on Yom Kippur. Ubein Achaya Asher Loi Toichel. How are you mavchen in that? And again, that's why Chaya Necheles is the negative. Bein Atomi of Bein Atar. Bein Achaya Necheles, the pregnant woman that did eat, which is negative. Ubein Achaya Asher Loi Toichel. And how are you going to be able to tell? Later on, you'll be able to see if it's going to be Noilad or Rabbi Yochanan or Rachman Atzlan Ashapte Yitzir Peri. That's the chilik. Bein Achaya Necheles or Bein Achaya Sherloi Toichel. We should be Zoicha Bezer Hashem. Shabbos Parsha Shmini. It's also the end of Chodesh Nissan. There are many Makairis that Benissan Nigalu, Benissan Asidun Ligoyal is going on the end of Chodesh Nissan. Of course, you don't say this when you're holding in the beginning of Chodesh Nissan, but when we're holding Taka at the end of Chodesh Nissan, Haradim Makoyris Yesh, the Taka, the Geula comes from the Batishak Liyoyim Acharoin, Acharoin Shel Pesach, you know, Shvi Shel Pesach represents Kriyas Yamsef, Acharoin Shel Pesach already represents the Acharis Hayomim, the Geula Asidu, we should be Zoicha Bekor of Yisha, Kodesh Baruch, Yoyimer Letzari Seinu Dai, Ala Klal, Ala Prat. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zoicha to Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin.